College football gets pushed to the front burner. Hi, this is not Culpepper. Virginia Tech and Miami go head-to-head this week in a battle of juggernauts, number two versus number three in college football. Clemson travels to Florida State, looking at trouble in Doak Campbell, and the Gators go to Vandy to kick a little butt. Breaking news just in from the NFL. The NFL has finally recognized their mistakes. Looking backward, the fans have been right. In a press release just released to AM 600 The Ball, the NFL has agreed to lower beer prices to $3 a beer moving forward, looking at a rollback to $2 over the next two seasons.
That's very good news you made up.
Likes it. In further news, the NFL has agreed to remove artificial turf from every stadium in the league. That will be effective in the 2002 season. Further, they've taken the over 65-year-old referees off the field. They're moving them upstairs. We're getting young, athletic officials on the field, and replay is coming back with standardized camera angles.
That means I get a chance at a ref's job. Young athletic.
Wait a minute. I thought this was my ball cap.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Damn, the crowd loved that. All right, go on. It's you.
And lastly, Dennis Miller has gotten his walking papers. The NFL has agreed that, indeed, a fan should be in the booth, and they've offered a fan cam a five-year contract to perform in Dennis Miller's capacity moving forward. Needless to say, the fans are excited all over the league. Once again, your ball cast, I'm not Culpepper.